The Kabbalah Mishnah says, the Mishnah listed the differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. This Mishnah asks, Mamim Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doris. What are the differences between the Korban Pesach which was brought in Mitzrayim, the first original Pesach when we left Mitzrayim, and the Korban Pesach which one is obliged to bring every year on the 14th of Nisan? So firstly, Pesach Mitzrayim, the Korban Pesach which was brought in Mitzrayim, Mikrim B'Osor, it had to be bought and acquired on the 10th of Nisan. The Torah explicitly says so, and the truth is, every single year when the Korban Pesach is brought, one needs to check and inspect the Korban for 4 days before the 14th of Nisan. So also, from the 10th of Nisan, one needs to check the animal which he's planning on using for the Korban Pesach, in order to make sure that it doesn't have any wounds which would invalidate it from being brought as a Korban. However, every year, you don't have to decide which animal you're going to bring already from the 10th of Nisan. You could check, let's say, 4 or 5 animals, make sure none of them have any wounds, and then on Erev Pesach, you can designate the animal to be the Korban. However, in Mitzrayim, the Torah says that the Korban had to be designated already and acquired on the 10th of Nisan, and since the Pesach over there says, Be'oso l'chidosh hazeh, on the 10th of this month, we learned that it only applied in Mitzrayim, but not to the future Korbanos Pesach, which would be bought. Second difference, V'toron hazor b'agudas ezov, when the Korban Pesach was bought in Mitzrayim, it required sprinkling of blood using a bundle of hyssop plants, ala mashkev v'ashtiam zuzos, on the lintel, the part of the wall, part of the door, which is at the top of the door, and on the 2 doorposts. Again, the Torah explicitly commands that needed to be done in order to distinguish between the Egyptian houses and the Jewish houses. So of course that doesn't apply after the Korban which was brought in Mitzrayim itself. Thirdly, v'nechol b'chipozoin, the Korban Pesach brought in Mitzrayim had to be eaten in a rush. And again we learn that it does not apply in the future generations, since the Torah says v'acheltem oisoi b'chipozoin, you should eat it in a rush, implying that it only applies to that Korban Pesach which was brought in Mitzrayim. Now the meaning of the next thing on the list is not necessarily as it simply translates. And it says, B'layla Echod, it applies only for one night. Now, every single Korban Pesach has to be eaten by midnight. So how is this one of the differences between the Pesach in Mitzrayim and the Pesach in the future generations? So the truth is, what the Mishnah is referring to is the prohibition of eating chometz during Pesach. On the first original Pesach, it was only forbidden to eat chometz on the first day of Pesach. Not only the first night, the entire first day, and this is learned from the fact that the Torah says with regards to the original Pesach, v'le'ochel chometz, chometz cannot be eaten, and immediately after that it says, hayom atem yoitzim, today you are leaving Mitzrayim. So we learn from there that the prohibition of chometz also only applies on that first day of Pesach. On the other hand, with Pesach Doros, when it comes to the Yom Tov of Pesach in the future generations, Nohei Kol Shiva, the prohibition of eating chometz applies for the entire 7 days of Pesach, as the Torah explicitly says so with regards to the prohibition of chometz.